Welcome back, or welcome to Spoop Central, and today we're going to be looking at one short, scary, creepypasta that I saw online. This is about... Alright, this name is in Japanese, so don't come at me, alright? Kuchisake Onna. I'm sorry. Kuchisake Onna is the legend of a Japanese woman who was mutilated by her jealous samurai husband, who murdered her for infidelity, scarring her horribly and leaving her repulsive. Her jealous ghost still haunts places in Japan, usually on foggy nights. So if you live in Japan, even if you don't believe in this, be very weary of a creepy-ass looking girl who looks like a Japanese version of the Joker. She wears a surgical mask, and she will approach people and ask shyly. This is in Japanese, so I apologize. Itsukishi tomoimasu ka? Which means, do you think I'm beautiful? The person usually responds, hai! Or yes. I don't know why I'm trying to do an anime voice, but whatever. She then pulls down her mask to reveal an ear-to-ear grin. Like I said, Joker. Cut by her jealous husband to mark her for her life. I'm a watu? I'm a watu? How about now? She will persist. If you answer no, she will reveal a pair of scissors and she will kill you. If you answer yes, she will cut the same smile onto your face, so either way, it's a lose-lose situation. There are several ways to prevent this terrible fate, however. One, to confuse Miss Onna by saying you are average. Two, present her with hard amber candy, because apparently she's got a sweet tooth, more of one than a five-year-old at a birthday party. With 50 cupcakes. If you give her the candy, which she will take much delight in, and she will let you go. Three, if you say pomade 6 times, she will then flee. It does not say why that works, but apparently, according to the internet, that's how it works. And you know, the internet doesn't lie. Wink, wink. Four, ask her if you're beautiful, which will confuse her and hopefully give you long enough time to escape. But she is said to be incredibly fast, so that's not the best option. She has been seen from the 1970s to the early 2000s, often lurking near children whose innocent answer of yes, if she is ugly, will lead to their deaths. Now, that's kind of messed up, man. I will be honest, I do not really like children. They are messy and loud and needy, and I can barely keep a plant alive, let alone a whole entire child. But even I think that's a little too far.